Can you believe it's been 25 years? I mean, that for all you accomplished on the ice, this didn't involve you directly other than it affected your team. But it I would imagine it would be a moment that you would have reflected on a number of times over the last quarter century.
Oh, there's definitely many times. I used to sit beside Patrick in the locker room, so I got firsthand sight of what happened after the game, but also what led up to it, and basically what happened for this thing to happen this way.
A lot of people, you know, all they can remember is, you know, it was a blowout game, and that's the first thing. And the second thing, and we were talking about earlier in the show, is that Patrick walked back and forth on the bench, and there's a couple different stories on exactly what was said. Were you sitting on the bench when that happened, did you hear everything?
Yes, I was on the bench. Yeah, he got what happened was probably a couple of weeks before we had a game in Buffalo on a Friday night. And the history of Patrick and Mario goes back to when they were roommates, when they were teammates back in the day. And when Mario and Rajon took over as GM, Mario's first game was against Toronto, and Patrick was talking about some stories before the game and this and that. We were laughing, and anyways, Mario came in the dressing room and doing his pregame speech, and Patrick started giggling a little bit during his speech. And so, Mario stopped and said, "Hey, Patrick, what's going on?" "Nothing," and kept going on with his speech. Next thing you know, Patrick starts giggling again. And so Mario sort of went off on him a little bit. Anyways, we ended up going out, beating Toronto in that first game, and things were rolling smooth until we got to Buffalo about 2 weeks before this Detroit game. And when Patrick was goalie under Jacques Demers, he used to decide when he would sit out and when he would play. And so we were in Buffalo, and Mario came in to do a speech, and he said, "Hey, Patrick Blonsky, you're in tonight, and Patrick Wall, you're going to be in Saturday night back home." And Patty's like, "Oh, no, don't worry, I'm good tonight, too." So they went out for warm-up, and Patrick Blonsky's like, what do I do here? And he said, "Don't worry about this kid, I got it." And so he went in the warm-up. There's Patrick Wall in the net. Mario's on the bench, his head's just fuming. Come back in the dress room, go out for the game, and Mario goes, "Pat Jablonski, you're in tonight," and left the room. So here's Jablonski all flustered, and here's Patrick Waugh, who's going to be a Hall of Famer and this and that. And he goes, "Don't worry, kid, I got this," goes out. Anyways, we end up winning the game, go back to Montreal the following day, win that game. But that's in the back of Mario's mind now. As you can imagine, a couple of weeks later, we're playing Detroit. You know, Patty doesn't have one of his better games. I think we're down 6-1 or 6-0 after two, thinking that Mario's going to pull him, put some back in. They score another one, and they score another one. The famous hands of Patrick Waugh going up. And that's when they finally pulled him, and that's when he was obviously furious and walked behind us on the bench, dropped his stuff at the end, walked back to Ronald Corey and say, "That's my last game in Montreal." After the game, we went back obviously in the dressing room. Patty probably undressed in 2 minutes and left the building, and that was the last we've seen of him.
With Brian Savage, former Montreal Canadian, it was 25 years ago tonight that Patrick Waugh played his last game for the Montreal Canadiens. So you said you were next to him. Your locker stall was next to Patrick. So would you describe him, Brian, as a buddy of yours? Were you good friends? And the reason I ask is, obviously, you in hindsight, you're sensing a buildup, a couple of incidents in previous games. Did you know that something was up? And had you gone out and beat Detroit 3-2 that night, and Patty hadn't got shelled at all the rest of the season, such that a situation like that night wouldn't have been created, Was there a chance he never would have gotten traded? Or would there have been a blow up eventually because the two just didn't get along?
I'm not sure what would have happened. Patty was such a competitive player. He competed in practice and confronted people if they weren't competing and so forth. I'm not sure what would have happened. You know, I just know that they really haven't recovered since that trade. And you know, Rajon Wu is such a good guy. You know, you put that on him as his first trade ever as a GM. He's got to trade Patrick Waugh. And, you know, everybody's coming after him, vultures from all around the league, you know, trying to make a terrible deal with him. But, you know, it was a tough situation for all.
Do you remember in the few days between the incident on December the 2nd and the trade, hearing any rumors about where Patrick may be going? I'm fascinated, Brian, by this deal because, you know, the Colorado Avalanche were the Quebec Nordique the year before. There's no way. There's no way that trade happens with that franchise if it's still in Quebec. That wouldn't have been possible, right?
Yeah. I think Rajon may have had relationships with the GM. I forget what his name
was. Pierre Lacroix?
Pierre Lacroix, he was a French-Canadian, obviously, from Quebec. And that may have had something to do with it, but I'm not sure.
What was, you know, we're talking a little bit about the history between Tremblay and Waugh. Was there any, what was the story behind the cafe or the bar where they were there both in? Is there any way you could you know, dig into the details of that? Because I've asked around. I haven't heard much about the issue they had at, you know, having a drink somewhere or at some cafe. And then in practice, Tremblay apparently fired a puck at Waugh.
Yeah, I don't know that story. That's news to me. I don't know if it happened or not. Over the last 25 years, it might have blown up to something else. But I don't remember any incident that they were at a bar or, you know, started a fight or anything like that.
What do you remember about your reaction and the team's reaction to the trade? Not just that, I mean, you knew he was getting moved out of town, but in terms of what you got in return, and how did that change the dynamic and mood of the team the rest of the way in the 95-96 season?
Well, we got back Tebow. We got back Martin Rosinski, and it was Kovalev or
Andre Kovalenko. Yep, Kovalenko.
Kovalenko. So, you know, first of all, for Tebow to come back and replace his childhood idol in Patrick Waugh as another French Canadian goalie, that's a tough situation to be in. You know, he did the best he could, but the pressure obviously was immense on him to do so. I just remember my reaction was, okay, we traded Patrick Waugh, but we also threw in Mike Keane in the deal, who was our acting captain at that time, and who was a hell of a player, a great guy in the locker room. And so that was a little surprise also that he was thrown in the deal. And then I think everybody was in shock. Obviously, here's a player that did so much for the Canadians over his time that was there, and one of the best goalies in the league at the time. You know, it was a tough, I think it took about 3 or 4 days to get the deal done too.
Yeah, that was a surprise for me when I see that name part of the trade. Was he or anybody else, any of the other leadership group, did they go in to kind of see, you know, hey, with management or the coaching staff, like, you guys have to figure this out? Like, were certain players backing Waugh or Tremblay? Like, how did that all go down? Because trading Mike Keane was a head scratcher for me.
Mm-hmm. I think we were all just sort of just in awe of what was happening. I can say for myself that, you know, management would go to Patrick and try to get him, you know, to come back. and you know, just sit down with him and see if they could work things out, and he'd be back, and you know, the apology and this and that. But after 2 or 3 days, we didn't hear from Patrick at all. He was a ghost for those days, and then obviously maybe Patrick and the GM from Colorado had a relationship, maybe. Because I think he was an agent before, right? I'm not sure if he was Patty's agent before or not. And that's sort of what happened.
Brian, before we get you out of here, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you what you're up to these days. How are you enjoying life? What's up?
Well, I'm trying to do the best we can during these circumstances. I live just outside of Detroit. I've got three boys. One's at Miami University of Ohio. Actually, he's going to play his first game today in a bubble.
So he's following in your footsteps, Omaha. Right? You went to Miami.
Yeah.
That's neat.
I've got a second son, Redmond, who plays on the USA development team here in Detroit. He'll be heading to Miami next year. And then I have a younger son, Rory, who is a minor bantam who plays for CompuWare here. And I'm just enjoying watching them. You know, trying to get through this pandemic as best we can.